sorry. Sorry, we're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody! Come on, Snoop! Snoop-a-loop! Snoop! No, it's cool. I'm cool. Bring your green hat. Let's go. Come on, everybody, we're going! Here we go!
Man. Yeah, put the music back on. Let's get the party back cracking up in here.
Woo! Come on! We're streaking! Come on! Come on, everybody! We're running! Come on! Woo! Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking! Woo! Woo! Come on!
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Oh, Lin-Manuel,
isn't that? Noriega?
No, not Noriega.
Lin-Manuel Ortega.
No, I don't think Ortega
It's just Lin-Manuel, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, it's Lin-Manuel.
Miranda. Yes.
Is that his first name or his last name?
I think it's the last.
It's like one of those, what do you call them? The kind where it's like the palindrome or whatever
yes.
it is, where you can say it backwards and forward.
Yes.
Did you know that the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th of January, the days that have just passed when we're
okay.
recording, are a palindrome. You can,
Ooh.
They're the same forward and backwards.
Nice. Fun fact.
I think.
Yeah.
I think. Somebody nominates them. They don't call themselves in. No one chooses to be on national television and say, I eat rocks for a living. That's what
do
I do.
Do you think it's real?
Of course I do. I saw it. Of course I do.
Of course I do.
Please. Earth isn't around. This lady eats rocks. Eats rocks. I said eat rocks. Just eat rock. I don't even know what to do. Wait, hold on. You don't say. None of them taste like they say they smell. Like they
yeah,
they smell.
They're not supposed to taste.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Fucking twad. If it says cinnamon on the
smell.
Air freshener can, it's supposed to smell like cinnamon. Do you know how many chemicals they put in there to get
yeah.
that to smell like cinnamon?
Yeah.
It's not like they put a cinnamon stick in there with some fucking fresh air and go, hey, Glade.
Yeah.
They don't put the fucking ocean in there when it says ocean breeze.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
That's my scatting. Skit, scat, skiddly, doo, diddly, diddly, duck. Bop,
pow.
Pow. Bing, bang, boom. I'm Brian, this is Chrissy, and
Happy New Year!
Why not?
Yes.
Why not? We want to talk to you about your cable and internet bundling.
Cut the cord.
Yeah. I want to reduce your student loans. That's what I'm getting now is all the phone calls. And they'll literally say, like, U.S. Department of Treasury.
Yes.
Right? And I'll be like,
yes.
Oh, shit. I forgot
right.
to pay my taxes.
I know. Yeah.
And then it'll be like, hello? Hello? Yes, sir. It's Mr. Byron Green. And I'm like, yes, this is Mr. Byron Green. Hello, Mr. Byron Green. I want to tell you about a program to reduce your student loan debt. And I'll be like, it said U.S. Department of Treasury on the phone call. Oh, no, I don't know what a...
don't know how
this is amazing. Unbelievable.
Are you sure it's not Henry Fonda calling you?
Well, it sounds like Henry Fonda calling. There's only so many accents that are rolling around in my head. And the problem is I do Henry Fonda so much is that it just all starts to roll into Henry Fonda.
I like it.
I'll start off with an Indian guy, and then it's Henry Fonda. I don't even know what Henry Fonda is. At first, it sounded like Cheech and Chong, like, you know, Cheech for Cheech and Chong. And then all of a sudden, it turned into some, I don't know, Borat,
yes.
German Borat guy.
German Borat.
Yeah, I'm not making fun of anybody in particular. It's just an
yes.
accent that's stuck in my head.
Yes.
So
he's from a mythical town.
A mythical town in the north, from the North Pole.
Yes.
Gooblygock. You can take that to the bank. That's gooblygock. Do you remember that one episode we were talking about the attorney? We're listening to the Flat Earth guys. We had a Flat Earth
oh,
guy
God.
That emailed us and he said he wanted to be on the program.
That's right.
Yeah, but I don't want to turn this into like a gotcha program, and I don't know exactly what him and I are going to agree about. It's not that I don't think, I'm sure he has his personal viewpoints, but his tagline is making flat earth make sense with science.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Like, you already lost me, dude.
Yeah.
You already lost me, bro.
Yeah.
And I listened to like 15 minutes of like a podcast that he did.
Really?
And he already lost. It makes no sense. No matter, you can twist and turn all you want. You cannot fit flat earth into science.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Not.
It starts talking about.
If you just
about,
take an airplane ride at all, any time in your life, you can
you'll see the curvature
curve.
Of the Earth. There are plenty of pictures from
Plus,
space.
Yes.
Yeah, there are satellites out there. And listen, okay, I'm not the guy who's controlling the satellite, nor am I in the satellite. I don't know that those pictures are 100% accurate. But the reality is, since fucking Copernicus, people have been
yes.
figuring out
yeah.
that this Earth is round by doing scientific right. experiments. In any true scientific experiment you watch on the internet with these flat Earth guys, even some flat Earth guys have done like YouTube experiments, like, you know, putting a laser across the river or whatever. And all of this, yeah, the body of water always that comes into it, right? The body of water, it goes, you know, it's, if the Earth was spinning around, then the water would just fly off. Oh, would it, genius? Gravity.
I know.
Gravity. Right. There is no gravity. Gravity doesn't yeah. make sense. You know, if you're in a car and the car flips over, the water falls. No, it doesn't. That's not it. When you're on a plane, why does the water not fly out of the back of the glass? Why do you not fly to the back of the plane? Gravity. That's yes. the way it works. It's motion. It's whatever.
Now that's science.
Whatever. That's science you could take to the bank. Anyway, one of the things was the guy said, you know, that back in the day, the astronauts were threatened with lawsuits. For whatever, what was it? For whatever.
Speaking about the flat earth.
Held them accountable. For whatever
they told.
Was, yeah, whatever they told. They were threatened with lawsuits. Whatever they want. Like, and the repercussions were whatever they feared. It's like, here's a lawsuit. Oh, whatever you fear. That's legal jargon you could take to the bank. This guy was such a goofball. Anyway, welcome
yes.
to the commercial break.
Welcome.
Yeah. So you can go to www.tcbpodcast.com, read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I. You can see our entire library there, including all of our YouTube episodes, and you can go to our YouTube. Actually, go to at the commercial break on Instagram. There's a link, what we call a link tree there. It'll show you all of our different links to go to YouTube, to listen on Apple, Spotify,
link
all that
the
other
bio.
Stuff. Yeah, link in the bio. And then, you can catch our Friday episodes. Now, this is really important. Yeah, let me explain why, Chrissy.
Okay.
Let me tell our friends at home exactly why Patreon is important. It's $5 a month. You get 4 additional shows a month, not like 15-minute little blurbs. You get a whole episode. What we do is we record multiple episodes at a time. We put one of them on Patreon, one of them out in the regular channels. And so, and it supports the show. It supports us. It allows us to continue to create great content. We also do one live show every quarter. That's 4 a year. You get those. You also get access to our entire library, outtakes, clips, all that other stuff is all available on Patreon at patreon.com/thecommercialbreak. We appreciate those who are supporting us so far. We are, you know, just
like a goodie bag from yeah. the award show
yeah.
that you go to.
Absolutely. And you'll have access to all any merch that we put out there, any of that
yes.
stuff. Please go to patreon.com and support us. patreon.com/thecommercialbreak. Now, let me tell you one other thing, Chrissy, that I would like to the listening audience to be aware of.
Okay.
We are going to start doing a game show probably once a month. So we record 8 episodes a month, and at least one of those we want to do a game show because
yes.
I think it's a lot of fun. They're easy to put together, and they can be really funny if done the right way. And of course, we at the commercial break always do everything the right way.
The right way.
The right way, including up to and beyond and up to recording 6 different times for one episode.
Yep.
That's right. But yeah. look at us. We haven't done that in at least 2 weeks. We haven't done
that,
Chrissy.
You just did that earlier.
Well, no, we didn't even start the show. I didn't even start the show. That doesn't count.
Okay.
I didn't even press the theme music. So if I don't press the
okay.
theme market
okay,
music,
that's
it doesn't.
That's
okay.
the start.
All right. Okay.
okay.
So those are in the rules. We got to
yes.
set some ground rules. Those are the rules. Unless I start the show, it doesn't count for a re-record.
Okay.
So we haven't done that in at least 2 weeks.
Yes.
So we're going to start doing these game shows, and we would like someone or people out in the audience to team up with either Team Chrissy or Team Brian and
yes.
help us through these game shows. Some of them are kind of team-oriented. We need a couple of different
they'll
people
to
play.
They'll be our lifeline.
Absolutely. They'll be our lifeline. Or, like, we may play our version of Family Feud. We may need a couple different
That's
people
right.
on each side of the table
That'll
to help us
fun.
With the answers. That'll be fun. Text us, 470-584-8449. 470-584-8449. That's in the United States. So press 1 before that. Need to let you know that if you get charged for text messaging on your carrier, you will be charged for a text message
yes.
to us. We don't charge you. Your carrier will. But I need to make everybody aware that some
yes.
countries are different than others. But if you text us, you let us know your name and your phone number.
You could also email
info@tcbpodcast.com. That's a great segue there, Chrissy.
Mm-hmm.
We're like a radio team from heaven right here.
Are.
I don't
Our
know.
Brains
yeah.
are.
I don't know. That's how we're morphing together. I don't know why Clear Channel hasn't called us to bring us back into the, into the fold.
They're probably setting up legal action against us.
Like, we didn't get him the first time, but we're going to get him this time. But at 470-584-8449, if you text us with your name and a phone number that you can be reached at, and one of us or someone on the staff here will get back to you and set up a time, or let you know what time we're recording, and hopefully you can make it. So please do that. We intend to record a game show episode pretty soon.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So with that, you were telling me about Hamilton.
Yes. So I finally made the plunge. I know, obviously, I'm late to the game.
Hey, now.
It's been such a phenomenon, you know, for many years now.
It has.
So we recently got Disney Plus. It's on Disney Plus. I have to say, the reason I've kind of avoided it is that I'm not a huge musical fan.
No.
I have a very high standard as far as it's more of a specific type. I don't like your general everyday musicals.
Her standards are high
when it comes to musicals.
Yeah.
So like I love Chicago.
Standards are high when it comes to music.
Well, I have my own
standards,
my limit. Like La La Land, nah.
La La Land won Best Picture.
I know, and I just didn't. I couldn't get.
Does that not meet your standards?
Couldn't get into it.
Okay.
No, right. It's the type of singing or the songs or something.
But like good
Chicago. Okay. I love Chicago. That's a good one for me. I just like the music and
I watch
the outfits
that high
and
one,
the dancing.
Right? Yeah.
But so I watched Hamilton and it's fantastic.
I was
totally getting into it. The beginning's a little, it takes a minute to kind of get into in the beginning, but man, it really ramps things up and there's like some rapping and some characters and just everything's great about it.
There's some rapping and some people and there's
the
a stage
great.
And there's a
story's
set.
Great. Yeah.
There's people, actors. Women, yeah. Men, everywhere. Everyone's involved. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
What's his name? Kenny Ortega?
No, Lin-Manuel,
isn't that? Noriega?
No, not Noriega.
Lin-Manuel Ortega.
No, I don't think Ortega is involved.
It's just Lin-Manuel, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, it's Lin-Manuel.
Miranda. Yes.
Is that his first name or his last name?
I think it's the last
name. It's like one of those, what do you call them? The kind where it's like the palindrome or whatever it is, where you can say it backwards and forward.
Yes.
Did you know that the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th, of January, the days that have just passed when we're recording, are a palindrome. You can,
ooh,
they're the same forward and backwards.
Nice. Fun fact.
I think.
Yeah.
I think. I looked at the calendar and I was like, oh, that's good. No, someone told me that. But I just can't get into, like, I dedicated a 2 hours of my life to Hamilton.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get through 20 minutes because I know that everyone, and there's songs that I've heard, that I've seen, clips on YouTube that I've seen that I get really excited about.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's a great song. It's very fast. Everyone's doing their, you know,
Ben Franklin character is especially engaging.
But I couldn't get,
I didn't realize that every word was going to be sung.
Well, that's the musical. That's the
thing. It's not. I mean, there are plenty of musicals where there's not every word is sung. Chicago, not every word is sung in Chicago.
Yeah.
Right?
A lot of it.
It's kind of like you know, these people do the remakes of Shakespeare, the modern movie Shakespeare, and then it's all in Shakespearean speak. Like, it's literally Shakespeare. I can't get into it.
I can't get into that.
Yeah. And that's kind of like a musical. I need some.
Yeah.
I need like somebody. I need to. And I love music. I'm a musician.
Me too. Yeah.
I'm a musician. I play seven different instruments in my brain really badly, including the pip whistle. So
the same as a piccolo.
But, no, the piccolo. No, a piccolo is a it's like a short flute.
Okay.
A recorder is one of those things that you a recorder is one of those things where you
it's also like, a flute like instrument, but it's plastic, and I learned how to play it in middle school.
I thought a recorder was one of those things you had strings and you press the button and it was like A, B, C, D. No, whatever. Anyways. I can't get into it. I just can't get into like a full two. I didn't like it. That's all I got to say. Didn't like it.
Yeah, hey, no judgment here, because like I said, I can't believe you didn't like La La Land. No, didn't.
Yeah, okay. So different strokes for different folks. And yes. I do know that a lot of people watched Hamilton and there was mixed reactions. A lot of people liked it very much on Disney Plus. A lot of people said it's not the way that you should see Hamilton. You should see it. Oh, I'd love to go
in
see
person.
Hamilton. Yeah, I'd love to go see it with a fucking pandemic.
I'd love to see anything in person. That's any kind of performance right now.
Jesus Christ, wear a mask. Get the vaccine. Let's all get out of this together. Yes. Can we?
Yes.
Stop arguing. Science, man.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when there's people running around with think that flat earth is science, we're in a lot of fucking trouble.
Yeah, they're behind.
They're way behind. You're not helping the cause. Flat Iron Mike or whatever your name is. Earth Mike. I don't even know what your name is. Listen, and God bless you. It's just not for us. Right? Yeah. I don't know what we're going to talk about on the show that's going to be funny. It's just going to be an argument for an hour where no one's going to win because you believe.
Or as specifically making fun of him. And I don't think we want to do that.
That's right. No. We're not going to. I don't want to sit around for 2 hours making fun of somebody. That's just not my thing. There are other shows that do that. That's not my. I mean, we make fun of people, but not to their faces. I'd rather
do it not to their faces.
I'm too chicken shit to do it to your face. I just want to do it, while you're not here. But you know, you're going to come on for 2 hours.
Yeah.
You're going to give your side of the story. I'm going to give the truth, and then it's just going to be an argument. You know, I'm going to give facts. You're going to give shit, and it's just going to be a total wash. I, as you know, I'm glued to the television station TLC.
Yes, you are.
This is where I get all my news and facts.
Talk about not getting behind something. I can't get behind the TLC.
Why?
It's just too much. I'll try and dip my toe in over this next week and maybe watch something.
Yeah, I'll give you my code to the TLC app and you go and you just like dance around. You've watched 90 Day Fiancé though.
Yes,
you liked that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, like is a strong word.
Like is a strong word.
I had to complete it. I'm one of those people that has to complete something.
Yeah.
So once I started it, I had to complete it.
Okay. And I can understand why you don't like My 600 Pound Life. I get it, right?
It's
a depressing show.
Yeah.
I get it. For some
Same
people,
for
it's
Hoarders.
Oh, Hoarders, I can't watch. Dr. Pimple Popper, all that other shit. Like, I can't get into any of that. But there's some shows like My Big Fat Greek Gypsy Wedding, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think that's horribly entertaining. And then one of the shows that is, it's on, like, TLC has their main lineup, which is mainly 90 Day Fiancé, Dr. Pimple Popper, or Seven Little Johnstons. They have a lot of small people-based shows, too, and a lot of fat people-based shows, and a lot of foreign people-based shows. That's what they do. But then they have their, like, their off-hour shows, which is Four Weddings, Say Yes to the Dress. I don't watch, like, that stuff is kind of, it's not for me.
Yeah.
Four Weddings is okay, but my Say Yes to the Dress, I can't get into that.
Craig is whack.
Craig is whack.
There's certainly people out there that like these shows.
One of the shows that I can get into that's on their off hours, I wouldn't call it their main shows. Mm-hmm. It's like their secondary lineup, or maybe even their tertiary
C-list.
Lineup. Is My Strange Addiction.
Okay, I have seen the advertisements for this. I haven't watched it. So do tell.
I haven't seen a new episode in a long time, but I was on Clubhouse last night waiting for Elon Musk to come on. Did you hear about this?
No.
Well, okay. Elon Musk went and did a Clubhouse and everybody got the whole Clubhouse went crazy.
Yeah,
like
bet.
All of
That's
Clubhouse
huge.
Went crazy. And my friend and I, Allison, do some podcast related, like about the tech, the minutia of podcasting. Mm-hmm. We do some podcast related stuff on Clubhouse. And so we had a room going, and that room was very crowded for our rooms. It was very crowded because everyone was just kind of milling around Clubhouse waiting for Elon to come on. And the maximum amount of people you can have in a room right now, I think, is 5,000 people. Uh-huh. And it was like booked out like day, you know, a day in advance. So you couldn't even get in the room. So other people were streaming Elon Musk's Clubhouse inside of Clubhouse, and they had thousands of people in their room. It was just like, it was crazy. Okay. Everyone was piggybacking off of this one room. Anywho, I was,
did he show up?
Some time to kill. He did. He showed up and he did not disappoint. He was on to like 4 a.m. or something like that. Started at 1, which is 10 o'clock Pacific time, but he was still talking at 3 a.m. Pacific time, which would have been 6 a.m. our time. Oh, wow. So people, I mean, like, that's like 5 hour Clubhouse, right? It's crazy. Elon Musk, I don't think he sleeps.
Well, I don't think so either.
Yeah. He must have some kind of
baby and stuff, but he's so rich. He's got help.
Well, I think he's probably, you know, he's one of these guys who's like microdosing or something probably, you know, microdosing. That's a thing where you take just a little bit of acid.
Yeah.
It's like where you take just a little bit of acid.
Mm-hmm. My name is Evelyn.
And so one of the things that I decided to do was, while I was sitting here dancing around, was watch some My Strange Addiction shows. I want to share one with you that I found. Okay. And I think it's absolutely insane. I think we should just get right into it. It's self-explanatory.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, let's
do it. This is My Strange Addiction. This lady does what? She, listen. Oh, wait, that's not it. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Is that Dr. Phil?
Yeah, that's Dr. Phil.
My name's Teresa. I'm 44 years old. I live in Bedford, Virginia.
Pretty day today.
And I'm addicted to eating rocks.
What?
She said, I'm addicted to eating rocks.
Eating rocks?
She is eating rocks, Hoadley. And this is not like dirt. This is not like candy rocks. This is not rock candy. This is not, this is real hard stone.
Like small ones.
No, she gets big ones and she puts them in her mouth and she sucks on them and then she gets a hammer and breaks them up into small ones. She puts them in a pill jar just like a fucking drug addict would, and then she chews them throughout the day. Let's listen. There's about 7 minutes of this.
I guess there's no expense involved in
this. No, it's free.
Except for dental work.
I mean, if you're going to have a habit, if you're going to have a drug habit, might as well be.
Might as well be dirt or rocks.
Not rocks, but real rocks.
Yeah, actual rocks.
Because I had a rocks problem one time. It was very expensive. Yeah.
I don't think.
Oh, just the sound of that
this
makes me
crazy.
This is
why I can't watch TLC.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I would be able to function every day if I didn't eat some quantity of rock.
Sounds like this lady has rocks on her head. Doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. She just sounds like she's out of it. She just sounds like the type of... I don't know what this type, what a rock eating type of person sounds like, but she sounds like a rock eating. What?
She does, yeah. I don't know. I mean,
isn't there like a Fraggle Rock or something where they were like eating?
Did
they eat the rocks?
These people.
I don't know. They must call in. Somebody nominates them. They don't call themselves in. No one chooses to be on national television and say, "I eat rocks for a living." That's what
do
I
do.
Do
you think it's real?
Of course I do. I've saw it. Of course I do.
Of course I do.
Please, Earth isn't around. This lady eats rocks. Eats rocks. I said eat rocks. It eats rock. I don't even know what to say.
Teresa has been addicted to eating rocks for more than 20 years.
How does that announcer say that with a straight face?
He's getting paid. We're not. I mean, that's why we don't have a straight face. This is unbelievable. I cannot believe that this lady eats rocks.
She was initially attracted to the earthy smell.
I was just out walking one day. I had no intention of biting into it or chewing it, but I did. And once I did that, I was hooked on that.
Wait, you had no intention. You had no intention. This lady,
but I did.
No, but I did.
I just saw a rock and thought.
I think I'll just pick up that rock and sniff it, pet it. Run it over my tongue.
Let me taste it.
I chewed it. Now I'm hooked.
Now I'm hooked.
It's like, can I see that heroin? Can you put it in a needle for me?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I just poke a little around a little bit and just see how it feels? Oh, I hit the vein.
I'm hooked.
Oh, I'm hooked. I can't stop now. You're eating rocks. It's rocks, lady. It's rocks.
It's rocks.
No, you don't eat rocks. Intentional or not intentional, you don't do it. No. Small children eat rocks and they quickly figure out it's not for them.
Yeah.
Right? I'm sure we've all had a rock in our lifetime.
Or stuck it up your nose.
Stuck it up my nose.
Stuck.
Yeah. My son had a peanut stuck up his nose during Christmas time for like a day and we didn't realize it until he's just like shot out his nose. He kept like going like this and we're like, what's going on there? And his grandfather like stuck a light up there and he's like, oh, he's got a peanut.
He's
up
got
there.
A peanut.
Huh, at least he doesn't have a peanut allergy.
Right.
That's like a kill shot right to the brain.
Now, Teresa can't go more than a few hours without eating rocks.
Huh. Oh, my God.
It's the grittiness of it and the earthy taste. I actually like how it feels on my teeth when I'm crunching them up.
Ooh, oh, gosh.
I like the taste of blood when my jaw breaks. I like the taste of a tube down my throat at the hospital. I mean, what the fuck, I mean, Teresa?
What? I mean, I've got to know more now. I mean, is she having digestion issues? I would think.
We'll find out. But
some kind of repercussions.
I mean, when you just like drop a load of rocks in your stomach, like I'm in my 40s. And I have too much rice in my stomach. Gets upset. I'm like, oh my God. And by the way, like I eat a lot of meat. Like I'll eat I used to be able to take down a steak and then go like run around the block. Right. Yeah. And you know, work all night. And now I eat a steak and I have to clear my calendar for a couple days. I'm like, I got to sleep. I got to recover. I feel like I have a food hangover. I love the steak, but I can't eat more than a couple bites of it before I feel like I have to take a nap.
Yeah.
How do you put
maybe
this many?
Maybe you should try rocks.
Maybe rocks. Rocks. It's what's for breakfast.
Right. Might make you feel light and airy.
She's like she says it as if there's some sexiness to the grittiness and earthiness of the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
There's grittiness and earthiness to some
wine. It's kind of like a forbidden thing, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
I guess.
Because you're not supposed to.
Listen,
do it.
Here's the reality. Obviously, Teresa has some mental issues that are undiagnosed because eating rocks is covering for something. And how do you? She likes the feel of it on her teeth. Just the sound of the chew of the rocks.
Yeah,
it's kind of like nails on a chalkboard to me. Let's listen.
Absolutely.
Let's continue.
I'm very worried about Teresa. When your body can't handle what you're putting inside of it, it's going to rebel against you.
It's kind of like having a tapeworm.
Is she skinny? Is she overweight?
No.
How
baby.
How does she look with the rock diet?
I just said
diet.
Baby again. I got to stop that. What am I doing?
Remember the fad diet?
The fad diet. Yeah, the rock diet.
The rock
yeah,
diet.
Remember someone, my favorite one was the air diet, like the breath diet. Just breathe when you're hungry. Yeah. No one who eats rocks is skinny. Okay. That's not a reality of life. If you eat rock, I don't know how many calories are in a rock, but just you could probably
I honestly have no idea about the nutritional value of a rock.
There's no nutritional value in rocks. I mean, listen, that's not true. Maybe there's some salt or some calcium or something like that.
I mean, if they're earthen rocks,
what other kind of rocks
minerals.
Are there? What other kind of
well,
rocks
Well, I guess
are
I'm
there?
Thinking about like gravel, maybe like man-made rocks. Does she discriminate?
Gravel's still
between,
regular rocks, but yeah, I can understand what you're saying.
Concrete and busted up.
Oh yeah,
something.
That's true. That's concrete, but okay. Or lava rocks.
Lava rocks,
which is still earthen rocks, but it's
that's
lava
the
rocks.
Exotic.
Yeah, I can't imagine
of the
eating
lava.
Oh God, I remember we lava
straight from Hawaii.
In the Midwest, lava rocks are everything. Like everyone has lava rocks. The whole yard is full of lava rocks, right? And it's just the most awful thing in the world. This is porous. Rough, you can't walk on it, you can't look at it. But instead of grass, people are like, let's just do my lava rocks. Here in Georgia, you're like, look at the brand new sod I got. But in Chicago, it's like, hey, take a look at my lava rocks. Yeah. Just got straight off the volcano. It's not even a volcano anywhere around. Where'd you get those? Home Depot.
Teresa's favorite type of rock is a mixture of several minerals, including granite.
Granite?
She uses a hammer to break them up into bite-sized pieces.
Oh. This is about the size I like it because it's not as hard to swallow. I would normally take a...
By the way, I've seen the video and she's talking about the size of like, let's say a dime. They're dime-sized. And she's like in the show, she's taking a hammer and she's busting up this huge rock. But before she does, she sticks the entire rock in her mouth and like sucks on it. It's just highly disturbing. Huh. Yeah, this... there's a new definition of rocks in your socks.
A piece like this... And normally just put it in my mouth or bite on it. Or just put the whole piece in my mouth and...
It's
Teresa.
Making me cringe.
Yeah.
And get the earthy taste off of it.
It's really the earthy taste she's going for.
I know. She's got that
just earthy...
Just
try dirt.
Just try some dirt. Yeah,
try some dirt.
There's some great wines with an earthy
Sprinkle
taste quality,
the
too.
Dirt. Like salt and pepper.
You can eat mushrooms. Mushrooms have an earthy taste,
very
right?
Very earthy.
Yeah. And there's lots of kind of mushrooms you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact...
She might need to eat some mushrooms, actually. Yeah.
You can taste it with
Level
your balls.
Level her out.
Level her out. We need some microdosing over here. Microdosing, aisle 3. It's Teresa. Was it rocks in her brain? I love the music. It's just so exciting.
I don't eat them in front of anybody. I'm not ashamed of it, so... It doesn't really bother me.
Teresa.
That's good.
You should be ashamed of this. Like, I know. Well, I guess.
You be
Let
you.
Let your freak flag
you
fry.
You do you, Teresa.
I really don't care who sees it. I'm a rocky. I'm one rock-eating woman.
Would you guys like anything to start with here at TGI Fridays? Yes.
Do you have any lava rocks?
Take some rocks and cheese.
Do you have any granite with a nice Merlot? That's awesome. Actually, she's a cheap date.
She is. Yeah.
Just bring a platter full of different rocks with some wine.
Nothing says I love you.
Nothing says I love you like rocks. A chocolate box full of rocks.
Different ones.
Hey, honey, I'm sautéing up some hermaphrodite. I'm gonna make some nice lava stone with a on you. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Sounds great, honey.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't see any like model type women like eating rocks. This girl has undiagnosed mental. I feel sorry.
Do they have like a psychologist on site?
But I didn't get that far into it because that just gets boring after that. That's not the fun
when
part.
When they actually get help for their
that's right. By the way, they get help eventually. But listen, her son here is going to come up here in a moment. He's got some concerns about
it. Oh, okay.
I eat it at home, of course, watching TV, movies, in my bedroom. Driving down the road.
Petting one of my 25
watching
cats.
Watching a movie. Like I'm picturing instead of popcorn, it's rocks.
Yeah, I'm picturing her watching Hamilton. With rocks. She's got it in a pill bottle, I swear to God. Listen to her son. Her son's coming up here.
Okay. Well,
by the way, it's just it's the funniest voice I've ever heard.
I do eat more rocks when I'm nervous or upset. It does like bring me down and makes
sense.
Me feel more calm.
Ground
when
you.
My mom eats rocks, kind of like she goes to La La Land. She doesn't seem to be paying attention to anything going on around her.
Really?
When my mom eats
rocks. She
goes
into like a trance, kind of?
Yeah, she's like, she looks like, when you watch the show, she's in a zone of some sort, you know? Her son is just like the funniest looking and sounding man I've ever seen in my entire life. And he's clearly
ashamed.
Oh, I would be ashamed.
Yeah.
Please. If your mom was eating rocks, like, around your friends?
Yeah. Mom!
Hey, do you want to come spend the night at my house?
Don't eat rocks around my
family. Hey, do you want to come spend the night at my house? No, I do not.
No.
Your mom eats rocks. Yeah. It's a little weird. Hey, it's me, Tad. You remember my mom eats rocks? My mom said you'd come over and play on the swing set. But she's going to be underneath us eating some rocks. Imagine you go to the playground and all you're swinging on the swing set and all mom wants to do is pick up rocks and eat them.
Teresa even drives up to an hour away to reach the rocks that make her mouth water.
I used to drive when I worked at a weed dealer. I guess that makes sense.
Deeper and deeper.
I know.
Driving an hour away to make to get the rocks that are mouth water.
Yeah, I mean, it's like not even that she's a rock eater. It's that she's a discerning rock eater.
Yeah, she's
got a specific type of rock that she needs in her mouth that makes her water.
This is one of my places that I come to get the rocks. I like it because it's actually in the dirt banks, and it's really good pieces for crushing up and eating.
Oh.
Other people have told me to worry about animals using the bathroom and things like that, or oil leaks, or anything that might get on the rocks, but I don't care to wash them.
I had never even thought about that part of it.
I didn't either.
Yeah, that's highly disturbing, actually. Yeah.
Thanks,
got deer
friend.
Shit all over here.
That's a real good friend.
I know. I'm looking out for you. I'm going to talk to you about your rock problem. Listen, I'm really concerned about the deer pee that might be on your rocks. Can we at least clean those rocks?
Like, yeah. There's a highway like beside wherever
there is. It's a highway right there. There's like a bulldozer, and I guess the bulldozer is like clearing the way for her. I'm not even sure.
Churning.
Yeah, it gives a definite new meaning to the word pet rock. No, yeah. No rock is safe.
No rock
is safe.
It'd
be like if the dog was walking through your house and you ate it.
Teresa's addiction to eating rocks hasn't come without a price.
I've had a tooth break before from eating rocks.
No fucking shit.
Well,
you don't say.
Yeah, her dentist has got to be like, what are you eating? Rocks?
Oh, shit.
Well, yes.
Yeah, her dentist is like, keep eating those rocks. Keeping the lights on around here.
Rocks. I have a few choking experiences while driving the car. Actually, pieces lodged in my throat, and it scared me. I've had stomach pain. I've had blood in my stools and trouble with going to the bathroom.
Ooh. Yeah, that's the other part of coming out the other end. How does that feel? Yeah.
Awful, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, I have trouble sometimes in the morning, and I'm like, wow, I feel like I have a rock back there. But now she's got real rock. Yeah, real. That's her toilet must be taking a beating. Oof. Yeah, I'm sure that septic tank is a little worse for the wear. Her plumber's probably like, what's going on with these pipes?
Yeah,
these pipes are all tore up. What's going on here? I got some rocks shooting at my ass.
I've told my mom many times what could happen to her. She's taken it pretty lightly, I think.
He actually aggravates me. Anytime he finds my rocks, he throws them away. Don't throw them away, please.
I think it's going to take all of us, her friends, her family, everyone to say, you need to put these away.
I'm not ready to stop, and I don't think there's anything that will make me stop.
How do you have friends if you're eating rocks? How does that get brought up? Like family, okay, you're stuck with that. But friends, like how do you even bring that up? Like, hey, nice to meet you.
If you had a rock, comes out. I actually thought about this. If you had a rock eating problem, how would I address that with you? I'd probably hit you over the side of the head with that rock.
Please do.
I know. And I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. What are you thinking? What are you thinking, Hoadley? Yeah. You're eating rocks for breakfast.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So, okay, so I got one more. You want one, not one more about Teresa. You want one more?
Sure.
Okay, listen to this.
Oh, God.
Okay, we'll just get right into it. Nervous. And then you tell me how you feel.
My name is Evelyn. I'm 27 years old. I live in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and I'm addicted to drinking air freshener.
Oh.
Drinking air freshener.
Huh.
When she says drinking air freshener, you have to see the visual on this because she is actually taking air freshener and spraying it into a cup full of ice and drinking it way.
What?
Listen.
My name is Evelyn. I'm 27 years old. I live in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and I'm addicted to drinking air freshener. My name is Evelyn. I'm 27 years old. I live in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and I'm addicted to drinking air freshener. I love air freshener. I love it. Absolutely. What I love about drinking air freshener is the taste. There's a million air fresheners out there, but the one that I like is fresh linen.
Of course. Why wouldn't you like fresh linen?
Everybody likes that right after the wash.
Oh my God. This is like taste.
I was going to say smell, but it's
this is unbelievable. Like fresh linen.
That's the one.
That's it. That's my baby. Fresh linen. Oh, I like fresh linen.
Like, how do you even discover this?
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know. Chrissy, well, I just...
One day, you're like, I wonder what this tastes like.
I just don't know.
Oh, my God, this tastes amazing.
Have you ever had a strange addiction?
No. Not compared to these people. I mean, I don't know.
Now my cocaine addiction doesn't seem so bad. At least it wasn't strange. There's lots of people have a cocaine addiction.
Yeah, I mean, I used to smoke cigarettes, but
I know. That was just a bad addiction. Yeah. Let's listen some more.
I love it. Absolutely. What I love about drinking air freshener is the taste. There's a million air fresheners out there.
Oh, my God.
But the one that I like is fresh linen.
Yeah, of course.
I tried other scents, but I don't like them. None of them taste like they say they smell. Cinnamon is not cinnamon. Apple crisp is like... dirt.
You don't say. None of them taste like they say they smell. They smell.
They're not supposed to taste.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Fucking twad. If it says cinnamon on the air freshener can, it's supposed to smell like cinnamon. Do you know how many chemicals they put in there to get that to smell like cinnamon?
Yeah.
It's not like they put a cinnamon stick in there with some fucking fresh air and go, hey, Glade.
Yeah.
They don't put the fucking ocean in there when it says ocean breeze.
Right.
You don't spray it and taste squid and salt water. It's not what happens. You dum-dum. That new car smell. They have a car in the can. They put brand new leather in the can. It's unbelievable.
None of them taste as advertised that they smell.
That's right. Did you know that the Christmas candle has a Christmas candle right inside of it?
Christmas tree
right inside of it. Unbelievable.
I've got to have fresh linen. I literally crave it. In the last 3 years, there's not a day where I've not had it.
Mm. 3 years. Mm. 3 years of drinking spray. Mm. What is in spray that could possibly be edible?
Are you asking me?
I'm beyond. Now, I know there's lots of people that put stuff in their body that's not good for you, right? There's people that drink, you know, fucking bathtub gin. There are people that huff paint and put, the guys with the gold circles around their mouths that walk around the streets. Have you seen that?
No.
They drink gold paint because it's got a certain kind of chemical in it. Oh. And so, or silver paint or whatever it is. And so they walk around and they've got the silver and gold lips because they put it in a bag and they just.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so they'll walk into a store and ask for a couple cans of paint with gold paint around their lips.
What?
Sir, what are you doing with that paint? I'm painting the bathroom. renovating. Again. You got it around your lips. So I just forgot to put a mask on. Can I just get that? You don't mind? Listen, 3 years. 3 years. And this girl seems like an intelligent woman. And she's for 3 years she's been drinking this shit. She's got to die soon, right?
Yeah,
you got to imagine.
It's not good for you.
I mean, I don't. She's probably got a longer lifespan than the lady eating rocks, but.
You
want to taste it? You should taste it. Come on, come on.
My fiance thinks I'm crazy.
She's got a fiance?
She's got a fiance.
Oh my God.
Somebody bought this hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
And how do you announce that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Eating,
is that a first date or a second date kind of thing?
Or did he catch her?
Yep.
But
wait, she has a job where she does this, and her boss is like fully supportive of the whole situation.
Yeah, supportive. Listen,
my future wife, Evelyn, loves to spray. I don't understand. I'm pretty sure it's unhealthy because if you look at it, it says flame.
Where did you get your degree, sir? I'm going to send my children there. Where did you get your degree? I'm pretty sure it's unhealthy. Sure.
He's kind of my enabler, because he will go out and shop. He'll get a couple of cans that he thinks I may need.
Evelyn actually wakes up in the middle of the night.
He goes and buys her this as like a present, as a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I wish Astrid had an addiction
That's
like
sweet.
This. I just throw get, I pull over on the side of the road, get some rocks, head over to CVS and get some great Glade.
Yeah, the two combined.
Fresh Pockets or whatever it is.
And she would spray. And then I'll wake up, and then she'll lay back down, act like she didn't do anything.
In the middle of the night.
She sprays her mouth, and then she asks me for it.
Yeah. I'd say spray is the deal breaker.
I think I would have.
You're going to stop spraying this in your mouth.
I would say that, like he calls it spray.
Spray.
Spray. She likes the spray. She likes the spray. I like that term. She likes the spray. That's right. Well, I think that's a deal breaker for me, too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've probably dated women that have weirder eating habits than spray. Like salsa.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah. I mean, is there a difference? I mean, at least salsa is edible in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, you're supposed to eat salsa.
Well, you're not supposed to eat salsa breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 4 years.
Not as much as, yes.
Yeah. You shouldn't eat salsa as much as you spray. Let's put it that way. In the spray to salsa ratio, you're eating a lot more salsa than you are spray. But the rock lady has taken them all. Because, I mean, you must.
Yeah.
She eats rocks 6 times a day. That's like pounds of rocks every day.
She's not engaged.
I guess the good news is rocks have no fat.
That's what I was
so
saying.
So you're not absorbing.
Maybe she was skinny.
No. Even if she was skinny, she'd still weigh a lot. Because, I mean, it's just dense rocks just at the bottom of her stomach.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to know that.
I know.
We should see if we can find Teresa and ask her if we can weigh her after, like, weigh her pre and then post rock eating. And then I'll eat an equal amount of like some kind of food, like carrots or something.
Yeah.
Teresa, call 470-584-8449. The commercial break. Love to have you on. No judgment here. Lots of judgment here, but we also have empathy for you. So.
Right. We're also just super curious.
But we know that there's great content and there's great content if you just give us a call.
Yes.
We'll negotiate. Love is powerful, I guess, because he'll just drink it to make me happy.
Oh, he's drinking it. Everyone's into the spray. Everyone's got the spray on their mind.
I make them drink it. Oh, God, I'm poisoning my fiance. I'm sorry.
I taste like a...
Yes, you are.
I know.
It's nasty. It's disgusting. But she loves it. And I love her. So, therefore, I just have to deal with it.
You have to drink spray because your wife is drinking spray? Your future wife is drinking spray? And he said it tastes like soap.
Yeah, the logic in that doesn't quite jive.
By the way, I've gotten a little Febreze in my mouth, you know, when I've got over Febreze on the couch or something like that. It does not taste like fucking soap. It tastes like, I don't know, bleach and gasoline mixed together.
Yeah.
Fucking disgusting.
So now you have to put...
I say we'll negotiate.
We negotiate it.
Yeah.
I do want her to stop. It's like anybody else that has a habit. You can't expect them to break the habit very quickly.
When I first started, it was actually...
This is not heroin. You're not going to go through withdrawals over the spray. All you have to do is just stop putting spray in your mouth.
We know enough about it.
That's true. Those chemicals might be tough, right?
Yeah.
Let's listen to the work part. Let's get to that part.
Basically, I was walking through my hallway after going to get a cup of crushed ice. They're automatic sprayers that freshen the house. Sprayed as I was walking past. It dusted the rim of my glass. It was a flavor that I liked.
That is a likely story. It dusted the rim of your glass.
One is straight out of the can.
Who's keeping their air fresheners like at cup height? Who does that?
So it'll catch it. Or it has to go over crushed ice. So we just spray it over the ice. And then you just eat it from there.
Ah!
So it's a dusting.
Yeah, she's dusting
it's
the
not
ice.
Straight.
She puts it in her mouth too.
Oh, okay.
But it has to be ice cold. Okay, she keeps them in the refrigerator.
Oh man,
that's what her son says.
Boys. One's 8 and one is 2. I try not to let my kids see me use the air freshener.
No, that's smart.
I don't want them to obtain that habit as well.
You don't say.
And I know it's not good for me, so I don't want them to follow that way. My kids are my all, and if they picked up this habit, that's when I'll stop.
But you have kids. That's the point. You shouldn't be doing this because you have children and those children need you.
Yes.
And you got to be doing like serious neurological damage to your head when you're drinking like fucking, I don't know, Epto, Pepto, Bimol, whatever the fuck they put in that shit that cannot be good for you. Listen, I don't even like spraying it around my house because I fear that I'm spraying some
nasty... to do like a natural one, like essential oils or something.
My dogs start, you know, they start twitching after I spray that stuff. Actually, no shit. I had a dog one time. And I got Febreze Pet Safe Febreze, right? He came, he liked to run out in the mud. He got dirty. I washed him. He smelled very wet. And so did his cushion that I put in his crate.
Yeah.
I sprayed that crate with a bunch of that pet stuff.
Yeah.
And then he went to bed later on that night. I had to take him to the emergency vet that night because he started having convulsions and throwing up crazy. And the lady, the veterinarian was like, that just because it's pet, like it says pet on it, doesn't mean it's pet safe. Dogs have a reaction to it. So if a dog has a neurological reaction to it, you can have children. Think about this. Now, here she goes to work. Ready?
Work at a furniture store.
Well, at least, you know, you should be like furniture, like wood polish or something.
I use air freshener at work no matter what time. When I'm opening the store, closing the store, or finishing up a sale, I will have it there.
My employee, Evelyn, is a rock star at her job. That has a very strange addiction to air fresheners. Evelyn's addiction to air freshener doesn't really hinder her work performance that I've ever seen.
Come on,
dude.
On
the average day, Evelyn sprays anywhere from 3 to 6 times a day that I hear. There are days when I see stress levels go up that it sounds like an air freshener factory.
I mean, I guess he's like, well... The store smells good, and I'm not engaged to her, so she's doing her job really well. Yeah.
At least her breath smells good, I guess. I'm not, you know, I don't know what that whole situation's about, but you got to imagine her breath smells good, right?
Yeah, probably.
www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go to find all the show notes, read more about Chrissy and I, and you can get all of our videos and our audios and our yodios. Whatever you need is right there. Or you can go to @thecommercialbreak on Instagram. Hey, I want to say thanks to everyone who signed up for our Instagram account.
Yes.
We put the call out there in December, and we've gotten a lot of people that have signed up. Still, there's nobody on our, I mean, still we have, you know, like 120 people, but it was really bad last year.
We just wanted to break the 100 mark.
Yeah. And over the last 2 weeks, we've seen a lot of people jump on there. So we certainly appreciate it. You can also support the show by going to patreon.com/thecommercialbreak. That's patreon.com/thecommercialbreak. It's $5 a month. You get an extra episode every single week. We call those the Friday episodes. They're released on Friday. That's why we call them the Friday episodes. And you get a lot of other stuff. So go there and read about it. There's only one level right now of programming that we offer, and we give you a lot of great stuff. We would really appreciate if you would support the show. $60 a year. It's not much to get an extra 48 episodes of the commercial.
For the price of a cup of coffee
a day. Like $1.25. We may not be worth it. but support this. You can help us support the show, feed our children, get new equipment, bring on, you know, get some new.
It's one coffee per month from Starbucks.
That's true. Yeah, one coffee per month. Shit, my coffee's a lot more expensive. $5 from Starbucks. So I don't drink Starbucks anymore. I make my own cold brew. Actually, Esther doesn't. It tastes wonderful. Info at tcbpodcast.com. But here's what I really want you to do. We're going to do a game show. Out of those 8 episodes we do every month, we're going to do at least one episode that's a game show. We'd like to have teams. We'd like to have people playing with us. So 470-584-8449. Text us or leave us a voicemail on that line. It's in the United States, so press 1-470-584-8449. When you text or leave a message, tell us you want to be on the game show. Give us a phone number you can call back at, and someone here at the commercial break staff will get back to you to arrange that. We would really love to have a couple people play with us. So first come, first serve. First ones to the beat. There it is. So from me, Brian Green, and Chrissy Hothe, we'd like to say thank you for listening to the program.
Yes.
We just love you. We love you. Keep that breath fresh. Keep that breath fresh and the rocks out of your cocks. Until next time. Bye.
The Commercial Break Friday episodes can now be found on Patreon at patreon.com/thecommercialbreak. New episodes are available on YouTube every Tuesday. Visit www.tcbpodcast.com for more information on all of our content. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram or leave us a message at 470-584-8449. The Commercial Break is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley. The Commercial Break. Tune it in and ride it out.